When my nephew Jimmy was a toddler, he was a very serious guy. He did a lot of looking out at the world with intent, dark eyes, and he didn't say much. At barely two, he had enough hair to be a toupee for a full-grown man and no discernible neck whatsoever. Over his diaper, he rocked some sporty swim trunks with little footballs on them. It was a day that the family was hanging around a swimming pool, and I got there late, coming in from work. I had my work clothes on, and my sister-in-law, Jean, said, "Nancy, would you watch Jimmy for a sec while I run in the house?" "Sure." So I think you know where this is going. I stood there at the side of the pool with Jimmy, and he watched the big kids splashing around in the water, and watched and watched and watched. And then he just up and jumped in. He didn't flex, he didn't take a deep breath, no warning whatsoever. I was standing right there paying attention to him, but in he went. So I jumped in with all my clothes, picked him up, plopped him on the side, climbed out, stood right next to him. Two of us standing there calmly, quietly, just as we had been 10 seconds before, only now we were all wet. And Jean came out and she did kind of a double take. "What happened?" What happened indeed. Clearly, Jimmy had to get in the water. He could not get in the water. It didn't matter if he couldn't swim or if he didn't have permission. It didn't matter if he didn't have swimmies on. The water was a draw too powerful. When the draw is Jesus, the consequences are powerful. When the draw is strong, there's going to be a leap. And when we leap, we're not always sure what we're getting into. Jimmy jumped in not knowing that he couldn't float. Peter jumped in knowing that he could only walk on water with Jesus. Yes, Peter sank for a minute there, but if he didn't believe in Jesus, he wouldn't have gone in the first place. If he wasn't overwhelmingly drawn to Jesus, he would never have jumped. We read this gospel, and we so often focus on Peter's failure, his "ye of little faithness." But Peter, this icon of imperfection throughout the gospels, he's our guy. The one who starts to sink like a stone is the rock on whom Jesus builds his church. Why him? Because Peter dared to get out of the boat. He was so drawn to Jesus that he must go. And when he does, Peter walks on water. In this gospel, we so often focus on faltering, when there's actually a message here about daring to step out into the storm and walk on water with Jesus. To do what feels scary and impossible because of Jesus. To forget everything else that common sense and culture tell us because we need to move closer to Jesus. If you're like me, you may be used to hearing these gospels with an admonishing tone. In your mind's eye, do you see Jesus shaking his head and scolding, "Ye of little faith"? Well, isn't it more likely that to this beloved, faltering, soaking wet man who loved Jesus so much that he dared to get out of the boat and walk on water, that Jesus says with affection, "Oh, you of little faith"? And they smile at each other because Peter dared to get out of the boat. We are drawn in such a way to the sacred. We are flesh and spirit, and the spirit is restless for union with God. We see Jesus out there on the water in the midst of the storms of our lives, and we're drawn to him. That's why we're here in church, isn't it? The question for each of us is, do we dare to get out of the boat? I dare say that we do sometimes, maybe even lots of times. we have moments when our senses suddenly take in the sacred and our spirit swells and we know what it is to be walking on water with Jesus. We float on that connection. But then, eventually, the raging storm of this world breaks into our consciousness and we falter. And when that happens, we usually berate ourselves so loudly with "you of little faith" that we drown out Jesus saying, "My dear one, look, you walked on water for a minute." Faith is not a quantity. It is a journey alongside Jesus. He holds out his hand across the water and draws us to him. Do we dare to get out of the boat? Peter walked on water, but then he sank. But then Jesus held out his hand and helped him. If we're hoping that Jesus is going to prevent us from getting wet, well, we're missing the journey here as children of God, because we all get wet. But faith tells us that every single time Jesus' hand is there, here or on the other side. What's so great about the boat, anyway? I suppose we think we'll stay drier in the boat. That's not been my experience. The boat is a moldy, dank place that we cling to when we're afraid, a familiar, tight enclosure, and we cling to it when we could be out there walking on the water. Haven't you ever seen it and been dazzled? That moment when someone dares to get out of the boat and takes those steps on the water? When Nelson Mandela invited his jailer to his inauguration? When a child that you love gives a beloved toy to another child who's crying? Jesus is calling us to get out of the moldy, tight spaces and walk toward him through the storm. And I don't have to tell you, there is a storm raging all around us. And there are people who walked out into it yesterday in Virginia, walked out to be Jesus' hands and feet in the world in the face of horrific and volatile hatred that shames everything we as a people stand for and calls out Christians to take a stand. Jesus is out there in the storm, drawing us to himself. People see him there and climb out of the boat. People who hold a countermarch to white nationalism and end up losing their life. People who stand up to bullies on the subway. People who work on sanctuary. People who work on justice in the Middle East, on bail bonds, on setting up an evening meal and shelter for homeless women in Bloedel Hall. There are all kinds of ways that Jesus draws us to himself. And we dare to get out of the perceived comfort of the boat. Because of our faith, we can walk on water a little, enough for it to matter. Just head toward Jesus. And when we don't meet our own expectations or feel that there's more we could or should have done as Christians, don't waste a glorious minute of your walking on the water to call yourself out for not having enough faith. Reach your soggy, wet hand out to Jesus and continue on. God loves me, even though sometimes my faith is very little, even though I try and fail, even though I get so occupied beating myself up for falling short of some ego image I have, that I forget God is standing there right next to me, loving me. In an era of outrageous narcissism from the top, feeding a culture of terrible division, we hold to the faith that the Creator looked at his work and called it good. The human heart is created for love. It is so drawn to God that we want to jump out of the boat and run to the sacred, like Peter did. What could draw us more than that? It's just that When we get there, the water's suddenly awfully deep. And so it is. And we're going to go under sometimes. But Jesus, who walks on water beside us, holds out his hand, and he never falters. So dare to jump out of the boat. Do what is scary to do in these days when Christian faith is called upon, to speak loudly and act boldly for Jesus' call to love neighbor and stranger. All of us, walking on water for a little minute like Peter, we are the co-builders of the kingdom. Faith is not a quantity. It is a walk alongside Jesus. He holds out his hand across the water, and we feel the draw. With our little bit of faith and the great need of the world today, do we dare to not get out of the boat?